It's a bold step to take when you say, all right, God, you put me in this mess, now you get me out of it. And why is it bold? Because now the ego is losing control. Ego has given up. I thought I could control my life, I could control people, I could get things a certain way. Now I'm being told, let it be, let it go. Shocking. Because the ego doesn't want to die. How dare you say this? Can there be an intelligence greater than me to sort out my life and my problems? Impossible. That is the ego's dialogue. I have to sort it out. Where was this voice when you were a baby and your mother's milk was nourishing you? You are pure being without the sense of doership and the ego, and the universe took care of you, didn't it? Otherwise you would not be here. Who took care of you then? When this voice in your head was not operating, who took care of you? That didn't leave. So the prayer changes. Rather than wanting to change your situation, one says, all right, God, I pray that through this experience of life you have given me, I learn what I am meant to learn as per your will. The quality of prayer changes. Not forcing God for a particular outcome.